This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. So it's spring, you know, and all of us residents of the borderlands, we know that spring is quite the trickster. Spring in the Sonoran Desert, the Chihuahuan Desert, the grassland, the woodlands, spring starts coolish, you know, talking temperatures here, starts coolish, and spring can get hottish, so chilly to hotter than hell. Spring has sprung, and you're probably tired of me exclaiming, complaining, proclaiming dry winter, and now dry spring. But goodness, it's dry. On a recent day, there was this prediction of rain, and I was so excited, and by golly, rain did fall, big old drops for about 2 minutes. And I thought, well, I may as well record that rainfall, and went out to the rain gauge, and rainwater mixed with canyon hackberry seeds and small winged insects read 0.04. And I thought, well, what would Archimedes do? So I wrote down 0.02 and said, Eureka! Hey, I've been thinking about some day trips, even planning day trips. Can you believe it? Planning some day trips. Day trips as in once a week, escape chores at home and head out to parts known and unknown for the day. Some bird watching, some lizard chasing, some plant searching. One day a week, look out flora and fauna, here come a couple mosquitoes. And I said, yeah, I'm planning these. Can you believe that? Planning means looking at photographs from past spring excursions. Pretty fun. You know, I go, oh my goodness, we could go look for those pincemans. Oh wow, can't believe those milkweeds were that spring. And then, oh, maybe we'll see some quadramundis, that kind of stuff. It's pretty fun. And I was perusing photos from a couple springs ago, and I got far into May and found photos of a claret cup hedgehog cactus in the Chiricahua Mountains. Hedgehog cactus with bright red flowers tucked into boulders on these cliff faces. Oh, man. May will be hot, right? But not up in the woodlands where this will be, right? Oh, nice. I got to plan a spring excursion, an excursion for Echinocereus arizonicus. And I think, but you better check on me on this, but this claret cup cactus with the amazing red flowers, Echinocereus arizonicus, subspecies Nigra horrida spinus. I know. I tell you what, this claret cup has had quite a few botanical names over the years, but I think that's right. Echinocereus arizonicus, subspecies Nigra horrida spinus. That last subspecies name is a cup, three words from Latin. And it means black dreadful spines, and I'll let you know about that. The specific epithet, arizonicus, of Arizona. But listen, this hedgehog, this Echinocereus, is found from 4,500 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation in southeastern Arizona, southwest New Mexico, and across the border into Sonora and Chihuahua. So it's really a borderlands hedgehog, don't you think? Species name should be Borderlandicus. And before I forget, let's see, there will be a couple other hedgehogs species blooming near me, Findleri, a subspecies of Findleri rectospinus, and, Arizona rainbow, Echinocereus rigidissimus. I mean, wherever you live in Arizona, you're going to have some species of hedgehog blooming into the spring, summer, oh my goodness. And a reminder, my friends, good nurseries grow and sell these beautiful hedgehogs, so one might look very, very good, maybe two. Maybe three. Three hedgehogs in your yard. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, here comes spring. And the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.